Bleed red.
I did it. I pressed record. Gifton's vaping. Did you hear it?
Did you hear those lovely chemicals exiting my lungs? My lungs are not too strong. But I care, because I'm a fucking rebel. I don't give a damn about my toxic lung situation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah. Poorly Read.
Poorly Read.
Yeah.
At the poovies.
We'd like to welcome you to London's first exclusively gay cinema.
All the seats have holes in the bottom. As everyone, do all the popcorn tubs.
Oh, God. No, what fucking film we're talking about today, Thomas?
Today, we got another Robin Williams classic for you.
I actually forgot that was a thing.
What, that it was Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not because of anything, just because I thought it was like really... He was less Robin Williams-y in this film, but still really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, had to play down the over-the-top comedy a little bit because he suffered some mental scarring.
Yes. I can relate. Anyway, yeah, what are we doing?
Jumanji.
Yeah, Jumanji. There's a lion in my house. I watched that video again last night. I urge everyone to Google Key and Peele, Ray Parker Jr. YouTube it rather. There's a brilliant sketch.
Oh, it's from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Key and Peele. What a wonderful pairing.
Indeed.
Yeah, Tom loves Key and Peele.
I do. I've never watched a full episode. I've only watched, like, clips on YouTube.
I offered to give him full episodes and he fucking said no because he's a cunt.
Gabe offered to give me full-blown episodes.
Yeah. We exchanged sexy eyes then.
Yeah, because we're recording in person.
Yeah, for almost the first time in a year.
Yeah, first time in a real long time. Is this the first Patreon we've done in person? Might be.
No, we did Mary Poppins in person.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, that was the last time we recorded in person.
Yeah,
that was last October.
Well, shit, that has been nearly a year then.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, fucking hell. What do you think of the film? I really liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real classic. The only bit I don't like in this film is the bit where they fire Van Pelt like into the paint things with the canoe.
That whole department store thing was a bit farcical.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
the only bit of the
know.
Film that's stupid. The rest of it is fucking top notch, I feel.
Yeah.
Which is amazing considering how fantastical it is. I was like, wow, they really sort of kept this like, you know, on it, like a car bonnet. Anyway, fucking start off 1869.
There's 18 of them.
Yes. Ugh, I don't know if I'd want to see that.
What, 18 people 69ing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just feel like it'd just be a bit much.
Well, in about 10 minutes into the film, we get 1969. Which is an odd number, so one person, one of their ends is going without.
Well, as long as they're getting their treatment, then they can just smoke a cigarette.
True, or a vape.
Yeah.
I mean, not in 1969.
No, it wouldn't have been a vape. It would have been a gas tank with a flame at the bottom.
Just one like an oxygen canister.
Just stick your mouth over the back pipe of a stove.
Yeah. Suck out the back of a fridge.
Yeah. Die an honourable death like Sylvia Plath. Anyway,
two old timely kids bury a chest accompanied by some excellent top-notch acting.
Yes, it's like, Salamander, whatever your name is. We must bury the game. It's like, Cotton Mather. But what if? And it's like, no, just throw the game into the dish. Whatever your name was again. Salamander. Let's just call you Sal.
Sally.
Let's call you Sally. Sally Jesse Raphael, the talk show host from the 90s. throw it into the thing. And she's like, okay. And then they do. And then it still makes the boom, jigga, 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 boom, jigga, jigga, jigga sound. And then the boy falls into the grave. It's like, help me! And he's like, I can't. You're too close to Jumanji.
You're too close. The drums are, belong to the drums now.
So he whacks him on the head with a shovel. The boy falls in. He quickly covers him in dirt.
Yeah.
He's like, yay, now I get the big bedroom.
And runs off and leaves him there, having buried him alive.
Yeah. But at least he's got Jumanji.
At least he's got Jumanji.
I wonder if you can play it by yourself.
I mean, I guess so. It's not so, I mean, it sort of is a competitive game, but also it's all about the shit that comes out. So
yeah, like, you're not fighting the other players. You're fighting the fucking beasts that are trying to kill you.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't last very long, because there's only like... They have like... I think Alan wins on his fourth move.
Yeah, well, I bet it's that thing like you have to get the thing exactly to move at all. It's not like if you were two spaces away and you got like four that you could go like... Yeah, you'd have to go like one, two, four.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Two back.
I don't know, because we're going to...
it's not frustration.
We'll end up cutting this because it's boring, but on Sarah's like third turn... Someone says, you win if you roll a 12.
Yeah.
She rolls a 3.
Yeah.
Her next turn, Alan says, you win if you roll a 7. That doesn't work out.
Do you think that's a movie flub?
I don't know.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Quite.
Anyway, cut forward to 1969. Everyone's being groovy.
Everyone's being groovy. And Kid Alan riding through town on his bike... And he knows everyone because it's a quaint 1960s American town.
Yeah, it's New England. Yeah. And the policeman's like, hey, Alan. And he's like, hey, Mr. Policeman. And he's like, I'm going to assume that's your bike. And he's like, of course it is. And he's like, yeah, of course it is. Then a nice young black man wearing a bow tie and suspenders, just going on his way to work, rides by on a similar bike.
Yeah. I assume it's Carl from the factory because I think he's the only one.
Is that your bike? And he's like, yes, my bike. He's like, have you got your papers? Like, got papers for a bike. It's like, whoa, guess you better come down to the station with me. He's like, I ain't done anything.
You're going to be the 20th person in this 69.
Yeah. I know you got your civil rights 5 years ago, but I don't mean you can go around stealing bikes. Like, I bought this fucking bike.
Shoots the tires out.
It's like, you motherfucker. I swear to God, one day I'm going to get my revenge on you. And he dies because he becomes a policeman.
Yeah, and I assume kills the one who
kills the traffic
cop. Of course,
that's how you become a policeman. You shoot the one, and then that makes space for you, and then you join.
Yeah.
It's called a Shanghai Shuffle. But no, Alan's nice and white, so a policeman waves him on. Says, go to your father's factory.
He says, gold.
Enjoy your privilege. He's like, thanks, policeman.
You too.
He's getting chased by bullies.
Yeah.
Because he's been chatting to one of the bullies' girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you stay with my fucking girl. He's like, we're just friends.
And he's like, yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, we're just friends who, occasionally play patty cake.
We're trying to start our own 69 train.
It's like, I know I saw it through the window. Whose window? Your window. Sometimes me and my family like to just sit outside your nice house and have our dinner on the lawn so we can feel rich too. And he's like, oh, Willie. You'll never be anything.
Now beat me up so I can reach my climax.
So they do, and they bust his lip. And he's like, ugh!
And he busts something else.
Yeah. But yeah, he goes into his dad's factory.
His dad's factory, yeah, and he meets Carl the Soul Man.
Yeah. And he's not called that because he's black. He's called it because he makes good shoes.
Yeah.
But I also think it might be because he's black.
And it's a play on words because he's a black guy who makes shoes. Therefore, the Soul Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of what I just said.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Tom likes to reiterate me.
I was just affirming.
Because that's the kind of white guy Tom is. Just in case you can't understand the jive speak, the gift and talks, let me just re-clarify. So he's called the Soul Man because...
That's a terrible impression.
I can't do an impression of you.
feel like I could do an impression of you, but I'm not gonna.
No, go on. I'm here for it.
All right, I've changed my mind. I can't do an impression of you.
But anyway, goes into factory and he meets Carl, the soul man.
Yeah, and Alan steals his shoe and fucks a machine with it.
Yeah, because fucking Carl invents, like, the modern sneaker.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to show this to your dad and he doesn't give me a promotion and make me king of the company, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Then I'm going to kill you, Dad, and take all this money.
Then I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, of course I'm going to kill you. I can't have no little white boy witnessing a murder.
Because you know I'm going to make you watch when I kill your daddy.
Yeah, I know I'm friendly now. But don't forget, not even 40 years ago, your family burned down my entire town. I'll never forget. Anyway, here's my new sneaker. And Alan's like, oh, okay.
So deliberately leaves it on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
To sabotage him. Which works.
It does. Fucking hell. So Alan's dad comes down. He's like, oh, you've been bullied again. And Alan's like, yeah. And he's like, you gotta face it like a man. So Garden faces it like a man. And he's like, okay, dad.
Okay.
So he goes outside. The fucking
pulls
shoe
on his crotchless chaps.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
It's how you face it like a man.
It is how you face it like a man. Just breathe in and push out. It'll be all right. Yeah, the trainer gets caught in the machine and the dad's like, who did this? And Carl goes, it was me, sir. And I'm like, just fucking blame it on the kid. Blame it on the kid and it'll be all right.
Yeah, if anyone's going to take the fall, he's got the least to lose.
Yeah. He's not going to say, you blame this on my son. But he just accidentally put it on the thing.
Yeah.
He said he gets fired and he was going to make the shoe that would change America.
Yeah.
Before Nike. Which I hate saying Nike because we always said it Nike.
Yeah, me too.
But alas, it's Nike. It's like when we say Adidas over here, but it's Adidas. I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah, or like how we say Renaissance, but then people say Renaissance and I'm like, go fuck yourself.
So my mate said Renaissance in front of me the other day, my very smart mate, and I was like, I'm taking it. Anyway, that night, fucking the dad's like, you never guess what, Alan, we're going to send you away to a boarding school and no one will ever love you ever again.
Aren't you happy about that, Alan?
He's like, I don't want to go. And he's like, no, you're going to be staying in a dormitory named after your granddaddy. And he's like, so I'm going to get beat up even worse because I'm staying in a hall that's named after me.
And his dad's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's still not what you want. It'll make you big and strong. Getting beaten up is how I met your mother.
She was doing it.
She was the matron of my boarding school. She'd come around every night with a sleeping pill, an injection, and a paddle. I had to choose which one I wanted first. A smart person would have taken the injection, the sleeping pill, and then had the paddle. But not me.
I wanted to wake up tied to that.
Yeah. She beat me so I was black and blue and then went into submission. And then she put a ring on my finger and, hey, look, now we're happy. He's like, I don't want to go to Cliffside. He's like, everyone's been to Cliffside. You go to Cliffside. He's like, fine, I'll never speak to you again. He's like, fine. And then Alan goes to his dinner speech thing. And then Alan packs up his shit because he's going to run away.
Yeah, his classic teenage boy runaway suitcase.
Yeah.
Like some, I don't know, like peanut butter and bread.
Yeah.
And socks.
Yeah.
For wanking.
Socks, yeah.
Which is also what the peanut butter's for. Depends how flexible you are.
When he goes to fucking run, who shuts up the door but the girlfriend named Sarah?
Yeah, the fucking girl.
She's like, Alan, I'm so fucking sorry about what happened earlier.
And he's like, I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, I was watching a bit of Harry Enfield before I came over and the TV fell on me and now I talk like this.
It calmed me right down, though.
He's like, oh, you're here. Do you know what? I got a board game. You want to play a board game? Because we forgot to mention he fucking found Jumanji.
Oh, yeah. Pretty important cornerstone of the whole film.
Yeah, he found Jumanji. After you got beaten up, he found Jumanji like on the building site outside his dad's factory because he heard the drumming and he brought Jumanji home.
Yes, he heard the drums in the wall.
Yeah, so he gets it out. He's like, do you want to play Jumanji with me?
I was going to run away from home because my dad's making me go to a boarding school where I'm going to get weirdly raped. But since you're here, let's play a game.
Yeah. It's called Jumanji. I don't know what it's about. Maybe it's about, I don't know, a Holocaust survivor and a Japanese hero who go on an adventure together. Look, I did the best that I could do. It's called Jumanji. I just surmised. Anyway, here's a pair of dice. She's like, okay, I'll play. So they roll the dice, and it's like about like bats, bats, bats. Look, there's bats.
Yeah, she doesn't mean to roll the dice, but
she drops it on the thing, and she goes to walk away, but then the piece moves on its own, and he's like, Sarah, look. So she comes back, and then the thing says like,
Oh, that's my doorbell. I think it might be the thing.
Oh, the
for collection. Crrr.
So while time's away, I'm going to sing some Celine Dion songs. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come ashore, you're gone on. You're here, there's nothing I fear, and I know that my heart will go on. Why does the heart go on? We'll stay forever this way, and I know that my heart will go on.
What have you been up to?
I was finally being a little surprised.
Where were we?
Sarah rolled the dice, and then bats come out the belfry.
Oh, yes. Bats, 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 and bats are coming to bat you.
Yeah, and then Adam rolls, and then it's like, in the jungle, you must wait until the dice roll 5 or 8. And then he's like, what does that mean? And she's like, Alan, your hands! Oh, my God! And then he's like, what? I thought you wanted this.
Yeah. Close your legs if you don't cheese.
If you're going to lay here in a skirt with your legs wide open, no undergarments on, with a neon sign pointing at it. Look, it's the 60s. So she gives him a slap, but then fucking hell, he gets sucked into the board game.
She slaps him right into the board game.
Yeah. He's like, I'll show you, motherfucker.
Mm.
And she's like, fuck, I've just created a crime scene. They may pretend there were bats chasing me, and I saw them just disappear. So she runs outside and screams out, running down the street.
Yeah.
And the police apparently call her crazy. And she's like, ah, oh, the perfect murder.
Just as I planned.
Yes.
I thought, what would happen if she carried on playing but didn't roll a 5 or an 8?
I thought that too. Does she just keep on rolling?
Yeah. Feel like there would be something in the game that's like, the other player is in the jungle.
No, I think that the other players just roll until, like, do you know when you can't in, what is it in what game, like, you, if you roll this thing, then you can't roll again until you roll a double. Oh, it's like, okay, if you're in jail in Monopoly, you can't roll again, but then you have to roll to get out of jail.
Yeah, exactly. So would it be like, while the other player's in the jungle, you just keep having turns until you roll a 5 or an 8?
I think that's exactly what would happen. You just got to hope that the shit that comes out doesn't kill you.
Yeah. So this whole thing's her fault, really.
I mean, he's the one who rolled.
Yeah, but if she had just, like, kept going.
Yeah, but who's going to keep on going after that?
Mm.
I probably would.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, this whole time I was thinking, I know I don't like most things, but I totally would play Jumanji.
Yeah.
It's just so exciting. So fucking then we cut to 1995.
Yeah,
so 1994 was the O.J. Simpson trial. Kurt Cobain died. The Rwandan genocide. And then 1996 is when the Spice Girls came out. So I feel like 1995 was just like an interstitial year that fuck all happened in.
Everyone was just sitting around waiting for the Spice Girls.
Everyone was!
Watching Jumanji.
Yeah. I'm going to watch Jumanji until July 1996, okay? That'll be the next time there'll be something worth my while.
Yeah. Oh, I was in, like, lower school.
How old? I'd have been 6 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel so old. Anyway, fucking hell, Judy and Peter arrive at their new house with their Aunt Nora.
Yeah, and the little girl is played by...
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst, that's it.
She's amazing in this.
I kept wanting to say Judy Dench.
So, Judy, we're going to put you in some anti-aging makeup. just hope that no one notices.
Oh, yes, that would be lovely.
Oh, so we're playing Jumanji, you say? What's the rules?
Where are the Jew man?
And we played this back in the 50s. It was wonderful. You wouldn't be allowed to play it now because of, you know, people seem to get upset about that kind of thing. But back in my day, it was celebrated. We'd take it down the pub, have a good old game of Jew man and G. Hopefully one of them survived at the end. But if not, it was okay. Just put him in the back of an ice cream van and let it drive off the edge of a Dover cliff.
You just have to find new ones next time.
Yes. So we established a coalition. And we called it FTJAJ, the footageage.
You know what, Judy? I think we're going to go with a real little girl.
No. I want to finish my story. Yes. Who the fuck decided to hire her? Yeah, but no, their parents died in a skiing accident in Canada.
Yeah.
No, they died in a car crash in Canada. Yeah. But then later, it's like, they're going to go...
It's like while they were on a ski trip.
Yeah, maybe just being in Canada is just, they're like, no, don't go to Canada.
Yeah, just don't go to Canada.
You don't go to Canada.
Don't go to Canada, eh? You hoosers.
Bad things happen there. Yeah, Peter, her brother, doesn't talk because he had his tongue cut out by a tribe.
Yes.
Because he's played Jumanji before.
he's played Knifey Spoonie before.
No, Peter doesn't talk because he's traumatized. And like Arnold was like, it's going to be a lovely house. And everyone's like, yeah.
Although he does talk to his sister.
He does talk to his sister. And she's like, you need to start talking because what do you think they're going to fucking do to you if you don't start?
They're going to make you play Jumanji again, Peter.
Yeah, he's like, I can't play Jumanji again. No, I can't play Jumanji again. I don't have any more tongues to lose. No, they'll take your bottom tongue. Anyway, fucking hell. So they have a little search around the house and then they find the bat in the loft.
Yeah, and then so they get a pest control guy around who is the most sinister, inappropriate man. Just with the two kids who live in the house, not another adult there. I wouldn't want to live here where a little boy was murdered.
Yeah, she's like, what? He's like, oh yeah, little Lambert, she disappeared. And they think his father killed him and chopped him up, put him in the house. But I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure he's not going to come and visit you in the middle of the night and chop you up and put you in the walls. But yeah, he says, no, bats like that don't come around here. So then they go for dinner.
Come around here. Not African bats. They know better.
We don't want fucking fruit-eating bats either come around here with their fucking neckerchiefs and flouncy hands.
Traditional vampire bats.
Yeah. They find a spot, decimate everyone already living there, and then claim it as their own. That's what we like.
Yeah. It's the American way.
So they go for dinner, and then they sort of... Judy tells her aunt the story of Alan Parrish. Her aunt's like, you fucking go to your room. I'm sick of you lying. And she was like, oh, by the way, I wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the aunt's like, And I'm like, man, how cheap was this house? Because this house is a fucking, like... Home Alone style mansion.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what our aunt does for a job, but this was, even if it was cheap, it'd still be expensive, you know?
Yeah. Because like, you know, the story of a little boy going missing / maybe being murdered in a house.
It's not going to keep too many people away.
Yeah.
Especially when the house is that big and nice.
Like abandoned for years.
Yeah, it didn't even look like it had been squatted in. It just abandoned.
Yeah.
I guess though... The parents only died 4 years prior to this. It's not been a long time since the house was empty.
I suppose so. Or at least that they didn't own the house anymore. So it wasn't like on the market that whole time. Because I think they moved out of the house, didn't they?
I think so. It's never mentioned. Oh. I think they lived there until they died.
Oh.
They died in 1991, it says on their grave. Because Alan's ship was all still there, like from when he was a kid.
Yeah, it's true.
Hmm. Anyway, that's the end of this episode of Polar Red.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Anyway, so what happens next? Fucking the next day.
Kids hear drums.
School. Yeah, but they hear drums. And they're like, what the fuck is that song? Where is it coming from? I can only hear it. And Pia's like, I don't hear anything. And she's like, you do hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear it.
But seems like the grown-ups don't hear it.
Yeah, I think it's only intended for those who want it to play.
Yeah.
Because then it starts again and then Peter turns around and she's like, you do hear it! And then they run upstairs and they find the game in the attic.
Yeah.
And they find Jumanji. Then they open it up.
So they instantly, without like discussing it, instantly both decide that they're sacking off school for the day.
Oh, yeah, like any sensible kid would do.
We found a game.
We found a board game and our parents are dead. I'm going to be staying home today.
I found a board game that plays like drum and bass.
Yeah.
From it doesn't even have any speakers.
Yeah, we found a board game. It's called 21 Seconds.
Yeah. I got 21 seconds to pass the dice.
I got 21 seconds to read what it's going to say.
But I won't like it anyway.
But the stuff is here to stay unless you can reach the end today. And when you reach Jumanji, you call out his name and everything will go back inside it. And everything will go back inside it and go.
Including guns that weren't actually part of the game.
I thought that too. Van Pelt, though. His dad, I was like, yes, please.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had a major crush on him. Yeah. He's just like the perfect like older...
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. More so as his dad than as Van Pelt, though.
I'd take either.
It's the teeth with Van Pelt, though. They're all yellow in there.
As a man with teeth problems himself, I'm not... I don't discriminate. So, yeah, they fucking roll and mosquitoes come out.
They fucking roll.
Yeah.
Stop fucking roll.
That's how you put out a panty fire. and the mosquitoes come out, and then they roll again, and monkeys come out.
Yeah, let's start getting through this thing.
Like, oh, monkeys.
They're like, oh, mosquitoes. And then they're like, oh, monkeys.
And then they fucking roll a five and a lion comes out.
Yeah, because Peter rolls doubles, so he gets another turn.
Mm. Then Judy's like, it's not real, it's not real. And then lion fucking jumps forward, tears off Peter's legs. She's like, it's not real, Peter. Yeah. He's like, I think I'm bleeding out. And she's like, it's not real.
It's not real.
But he dies in her arms. And she's like, it's not real, Peter. Peter, get up. Peter, I'm not leaving here until you get up. Fine, I'm going.
I've only got 21 seconds.
Yeah.
And the lions all, do not cite the deep magic to me.
Do not cite the Lisa Mafia to me. But fucking Alan gets out as well. In his jungle... I was going to say jungle gym.
I was like,
no.
Yeah. In his...
Jungle paraphernalia.
Jungle paraphernalia, yeah. Straight out of the costume department.
Yeah. Banana leaves on his head.
Yeah.
Loincloth.
Like a turtle shell helmet, I want to say.
I guess so. He had to eat something.
Yeah.
I wonder what he did eat.
Poop.
Yeah, he comes out and they're like, are you Alan Parrish?
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, where's mom? Where's dad? They're like, we just moved here. I think your parents are dead. And he's like, no. And like, what? He's like, sorry, I meant to say no, but then my grief got caught in my throat.
And I turned it into a song.
Yeah. It goes, no. No. It's just no over and over again in different melodies. It's got 26 lines in 19 minutes. Do you want to hear the whole thing? They're like, no.
They're like, no.
It's like, oh, so you do. Okay, so it goes like this. No.
No. Judy and Peter just like slink off.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Go fetch a gun from the cabinet.
No, 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 no.
Shoot him in the dick, Peter.
So I do, and Alan dies on the floor, and they're like, this is my house now. Now Alan fucking runs to the old parish factory.
Yeah.
To find his da.
Just trying to find his da.
Like, da, where are you? Are you still here, mate, in shoes? And yet again, this factory, it's like derelict, but it could be more derelict. Nothing's as derelict as it should be, it seems.
Yeah.
But I guess we don't know when the factory closed down. It might have only been like 6, 7 years ago.
It was a gradual process, I guess.
Yeah.
All the machinery's gone. So I guess that all got like sold off.
Yeah, it's just papers everywhere.
Yeah.
And files.
Dust.
And then he sees dust. Yes. Anybody?
Let's not resort to quoting Little Britain catchphrases.
No. Dust. But then he sees his dad up in the office and he's like, Dad! So he runs upstairs and it's not his dad.
It's a worthless squatting bum.
Yes.
And Peter goes, eh! Not Peter, Alan.
What are you doing here? Are you my dad?
Daddy? He's like, yes, son.
I am your father. He's like, Dad!
Now hold still, like, I need to cut off one of your hands.
Yeah, cut off one of your hands and put it in my mouth. Bloody end first. Then I want you to tie me to this chair, then wheel me over to that piano in the corner. I want you to move my head so the fingers in my mouth play the piano. I want it to be a comprehensible song, though. If you've got any ideas, he's like, I've got this song. It's called No. He's like, okay, play it with me. Like, ding, 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 ding. No. Ding, ding, ding. No.
Judy just nods at Peter behind him. They're just lining up the sights on the back of his head again.
Then they shoot him in the back of the head, and then he drops onto the piano, and the man's like, ah.
I'm supposed to do that. I'm the one with a hand in my mouth.
Yes. And the other one is playing a piano. She's like, sorry, I just can't take any more no's. He's like, oh, honey, life is full of no's. The trick is learning when to ignore them. Anyway, this guy's really nice. He's like, oh, Parrish, he loved his kids so much. He spent all his money in his town trying to find him. At some point, he just gave up and stopped caring. And then everything just went into disrepair. And then he's like, do you know where my dad and my mom are now? He's like, yeah, they're over on 45th Street.
But before you go and see them, son, you look like a dickhead. Have some clothes.
I was like, that's very nice of you to give this guy some clothes.
He obviously doesn't have much himself.
Yeah. And I was like, the little setup he's made in that office was quite nice. And I was like, I hope that stays that way for him and doesn't get ruined.
Yeah.
Because it had like a nice little bed in the corner. He had his dog there. He didn't look in too bad a shape. So I was like, oh, I hope he does well, that guy.
I want to be like that guy.
I want to be like you. I want to... Oh, I don't know. This was in bad taste. So they go and find his parents' graves. And he died in 1991.
Yeah, almost. He almost got him.
Yeah, that is what made me the saddest, is that he wasn't too far away. He could have come back when they both died
in 1991?
Yeah, like a couple of months after each other. I think he died in May, she died in August.
Yeah, right.
I'm
Wonder
assuming
how.
She died of a broken heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a real thing.
And he just died of...
lung cancer from all the smoking he did.
Ah.
He used to smoke 40 a day.
40 pipes a day?
Yes. One in each orifice. He would just go, and tense and suck it all in. And then he'd go, ah.
And then push it all out.
Yes. Eventually the doctor was like, we just can't remove that much tar from one singular colon.
What are you saying, doctor? Still pipes in all orifices.
I'm saying, Mr. Parrish, that this lollipop I'm about to give you is probably the only good thing you're going to have for the next 3 years.
It's cyanide.
Yeah. It's May 5th, 1991. The choice is yours. Yeah. So he puts it in his mouth. He's like, almondy.
Make sure my wife dies in 2 months.
Oh, God. So then they go back to the house and Alan shaves for the first time and puts on his new clothes.
Yes.
And then Judy and Peter are like, we need to finish the game. And Alan's like, I ain't finishing that fucking game. Do you know where I just came from?
Yes, the factory. We were there with you.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, before that. Like, yeah, you were singing your song about no, we shot you in the dick. He's like, no, before that. I came from Jumanji. He's like, I'm not going back to Jumanji. She's like, but like, if we don't get all the animals back in the board game, our Aunt Nora is going to pitch a fit.
Yes.
And he's like, fine, I'll just watch. So they try and play.
Oh, I'll watch your Aunt Nora pitch a fit.
She pitches a fit, I pitch a tin. What other things can we pitch?
A baseball.
Hmm.
A business proposition.
Hmm. A song. I know. How about this one? No.
Peter.
No.
He's already there.
And then they realize that they can't play without Alan.
We can't Alan's play like, without you, Alan.
He's like, fine.
There's no Hogwarts without you, Hagrid.
Fine, I'll play the footing game. What are the rules? I roll the joists and then I'll eat a chicken? No. But then he's like, it's not any of our turns.
It's not dicey chickeny.
It's not chicken limbo. He's like, no, you're playing the same game that was started 26,54 years ago.
26,54 years ago.
And me and a girl who was here. We need to go find her. She must still live in the town. So they go to her house and they knock on the door and like, do you still live in this town? She's like, obviously.
At any point in your life have you lived in this town? She's like, how did you know? You could come work for Madame Serena.
And then she's like, look, I don't know who you're looking for. I've lived here my whole life. And then Judy is like, so you must be Sarah.
Judy Dench.
Yeah. So you must be Sarah Fiddlesticks. You must be Sarah Cello Violin. She's like, no one's called me that name in 25 years.
Because it's not my name.
And then Alan goes, Sarah? Sarah Whittle? 25, 4, 6 years ago. You played a game with a boy who disappeared. And she's like, how do you know that? And he's like, it's me.
I was that little boy, Sarah.
And she's like,
And
she just gushes all over the floor. And he's like,
and then she slips in it and hits her head on the floor.
And he's like, well, we won't play it down, guys. Maybe if we just take a disembodied hand, use that to throw the dice, that'll count. And they're like, she's not dead. He's like, oh, sorry. When something falls down in the forest, I usually just cut it up, eat it.
I usually drag its corpse back home to play games with me.
Yeah. Like canasta and volleyball. The only VHS we have in Jumanji is Top Gun, and I watch it frequently.
There's no TV. I just look at the tape.
All I know is that there's a gay volleyball scene, so we play volleyball. I tie one hand to the net, the other hand to the ball.
And the other one is hailing a taxi cab.
Right, I'm banning any future Alanis Morissette jokes.
That's one each now.
Oh, God, but no, they literally kidnap Sarah and take her back to the house.
Yeah, he just carries her unconscious body over his shoulder.
And she's like, no, you are not real. You didn't do it. I spent years of therapy trying to get over what I saw that night.
And he slaps her in the face and he's like, you're not talking sense, woman. You're being hysterical.
Yes. Maybe you need a little gender manipulation. he's like, we need you to play. She's like, I'm not playing the game. He's like, fine, you can go home. Just hand me back the dice. So she goes to hand back the dice and he moves his hand. So she draws it on the board and he goes,
the jungle,
she goes,
Sarah.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. And I was like, man, that is an awesome move. Yeah, like, I would not have thought to do that.
No.
I was like, wow.
Got to learn how to get people to play games with you when they don't want to.
Oh, God. And then what comes out? Vines.
Vines, although I've written vibes.
Oh, that'd be awesome. The whole room just fills with, like, cannabis plants that are on fire.
Yeah, the drums start up again from the game. Yeah.
But now vines come out.
Vines.
They're like, oh my God, we've only got 8 seconds to watch this. And then Peter's like, no, you always made me drop my croissant. Anyway, yeah. Fucking, and then all
my
like.
Oh God, they were roommates.
So, yeah, Peter gets fucking taken by a big yellow, like.
Taxi.
Yes. And they're like, don't forget to tip the driver. And he's like, but I do want to go. It's like, it's okay. Just take a ride. And if you come back in one piece, that's a good day. Bye. Yeah. And he's like, Judy. And she's like, I'm sorry. You rolled the dice.
Yeah, yeah. He said, a big yellow taxi took back.
Anyway, half an hour later, he comes back all disheveled. And he's like, it wasn't as bad as I thought. And I killed the guy.
That's what you meant by tip him, right?
But no, like plants attack them and then they manage to attack the plants.
Yes.
And then they get out of the house.
They get out the house.
And then they get out of the house and go to the apartment and steer, buy some paint.
Not yet. Alan has his turn and it's Van Pelt.
Oh, yeah, he's really scared of Van Pelt because Van Pelt's his dad, but blonde with a gun.
Yeah. Which I'd be scared of.
Fucking hell, yeah. And then they escape the house to get away from Van Pelt. But I've got to go.
Yeah. Well, Peter does.
Oh, do the others stay behind?
Yeah, they stay behind. And Sarah's talking to them about how, like, I don't know, he has a lot of, like, repressed anger and stuff. And then after a little chase scene, Peter comes back. Alan comes back. Keep getting confused between the names Alan and Peter.
Peter Allen.
Alan Rabbit. What happens then? We got the Alan and Sarah having a little...
I keep wanting to say Susan.
Alan and Susan.
From Narnia.
There is a Peter.
Oh my God. Edmund. Edmund and Susan are arguing.
Meanwhile...
Judy rolls.
Dench.
Judy Dench rolls. She's like, I'm going to roll now. How do you roll? Well, I pick up the dice and put them down again. I've got to shake them first. Shake them how? Like a Polaroid picture, you say? Okay, what's a Polaroid? What's a picture?
What are dice?
What's a board game? Who am I? Why are my hands so wrinkly? Oh, I spent too much time in the bath, you say. That makes sense. Why does my hip hurt? I always spent... Oh, all this is because I spent too much time in the bath. Okay. I'm still 18, yes? Oh, thank God.
Why are there rhinos charging through the living room?
Yes, I don't want a rhino.
Is that because I spent too much time in the bath?
Oh, if I spent too much time in the bath, I go wrinkly and get a rhino. It's called wrinkly rhinoitis. Huh. What happens if I spend too much time in the shower? The same thing, just a bigger rhino. Okay. Can we try it? I want to see a bigger rhino. Can I take a ride on a rhino's back?
Can I cut off its horn and sell it for medicine?
Yes. Or turn it into a piano. Look, I can use one hand cutting off the rhino's horn and the other one crafting it into a piano. Anyway, where's the game gone? Oh, look, there's a pelican. Hello, Mr. Pelican. Do you have my game? Sorry, Mr. Pelican, I don't speak Pelicanese. Mr. Pelican, where are you going?
He'll head for water.
No, come out with my game. Oh, I don't like water. Apparently, every time I go near it, a fucking rhino appears. So unless you want to make some more pianos... Judy's Piano Parlor. There we go. The finest ivory this side of New England, I guess. There's a river separating it. That's probably where the pelican is. Let's go.
Yeah. Everyone's already left.
Yeah. She's talking to the clock in the hall.
Yeah. So yeah, the pelican in the famous Jumanji moment happens where the rhinos charge through the bookcase. And then a pelican steals the game and Peter chases it. Alan chases it.
And then the others stay behind, have a little talk about how Alan's this and Alan's that.
That's already happened.
Oh.
They follow him to the water and Peter does some parkour.
Yeah. He's like, it's morphin' time. He turns into a little mouse.
He's like, looks around to the others for their like morphing things. We're going to make the Megazord.
And Judy's like, well, has anyone got my power quit? Okay, it's morphin' time. And then she becomes just like a one-legged hippopotamus.
A one-legged hippopotamus. not missing one leg.
She's like, okay, I like water, I guess. I have big jaws. That'd be good to get the game. And she jumps in the river.
And I'm hungry, hungry.
Yes! Someone press on my tail to make my mouth go open and shut. Okay, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
She reaches behind, pulls in her tail, mouth goes, I. She grabs the game. And everyone congratulates her, apart from Robin Williams, because he doesn't like Judi Dench.
he thinks she is stealing his limelight a little bit.
Yes, he wanted to play Elizabeth I in Shakespeare in Love.
He wanted to play the character of Judy in this film.
So they get it, and then they go try to get back home, but then a stampede kind of goes through the town as Van Pelt is buying a machine gun in a machine gun shop.
Yes. They run into the policeman on the way back to the house.
Yeah.
Stops and arrests Alan. Because he's like,
every time I travel, there seems to be you involved. And he's like, yeah. But you know who I am, don't you? I'm Mr. Parrish's son.
I'm Alan Partridge. He's like, say what? Crashes the car.
No, he gets Alan in the back of the car and he's like, every time something funky's going down, it's got something to do with you. He's like, and then he's like, I've got something to tell you, man. I'm sorry about your shoe. He's like, what? And he's like, it's me, Alan. And then they crash. And then they hear on the radio that shit's going down at a supermarket. No, not a supermarket. It's more like a Wilco kind of place.
Yeah. Department store. Hardware is that the correct term? Yeah.
And
but first we've got Peter trying to cheat.
Oh, on the roadside, yeah.
He tries to make the dice land on 12.
And he turns into a Whovian.
Turns into a Who from The Grinch.
Yeah. He turns into little Lucy Liu Who.
Yeah. That's not Kirsten Dunst, is it?
Kirsten Dunst isn't in The Grinch.
No.
She's nowhere near the fucking Grinch, mate.
All right. She's asking a fucking question. Oh, no. It was, what's her name? Who is in that rock band?
What?
I can't remember her fucking name. The Pretty Reckless.
Never heard of them.
Oh. Well, I'm pretty sure it was her in the Grinch.
Okay, I hate that film, so. There's a showdown in the department store with the animals, and Van Pelt fucking arrives and tries to steal the game off the kids.
Yes, but the kids still want the game.
Yeah, because they need to finish the game.
They need to finish the game.
I don't know why Van Pelt wants the game, to be honest.
So that they aren't able to finish it?
But I feel like he doesn't know that that's a thing. It doesn't seem like he's aware of that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he just wants it as a souvenir.
Yeah, or to lure Alan to him.
That's probably exactly why he wants it.
But then he uses it to lure Sarah to him, who he plans to then use to lure Alan to him.
Maybe he's got a whole chain of lures. So anyway, farce ensues, and then they fucking get the game off of Van Pelt.
Yeah, farce ensues, which, I mean, is the whole department store stuff going crazy and falling over is probably the least enjoyable bit of the film.
It's just so over the top.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it.
It's so silly and slapstick.
It was an otherwise perfect film, I think.
Yeah.
But they fucking get it, and then they fucking get out of there, and then Carl and Alan arrive at the department store. And Alan finds the kids and Sarah and they leave. And then Carl manages to fucking put gas in his car or whatever.
Yeah, and like drag the
door that Alan fucking shut.
Yeah, Alan handcuffed him to a door after convincing Carl to let him go. Yeah, supposedly handcuffed Carl to the door of his police car for his own safety, yeah. Which makes very little sense to me, but you know.
So then they get back home, basically. And Alan helps Peter with his tail. And I never understood this moment until literally I watched this film a couple of years ago. I never really understood what happened. I was like, what did he do when he went behind him? And then I realised that he tore his jeans so his tail could come out.
Yeah.
I was thought, I literally never knew what happened.
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb moment, I feel. Anyway, the house has been taken over by the jungle.
Yes. That happens sometimes.
That happens when you play Jumanji.
I thought it was amazing the way that they made it look inside, though.
Yeah, it looked great.
I would totally live in like a replicated version of this.
Yeah, and Alan feels at home.
Yeah, so he starts peeing on the trees to mark his territory.
Yes.
And Sarah's like, pee on me. When you're not strong. But then they're like, we have to finish the game. So they play the game, and then it's like, something, 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 water, something, something, lots of water.
Okay, well, frankly, I'm amazed that you didn't pick up on what the actual rhyme is for this one.
I can't remember.
It's every month at the quarter moon, there'll be a monsoon in your lagoon.
That is amazing. And no, I didn't pick up on that. Fucking hell, in like your sex ed class in school.
Yeah.
So, children, every month
at the quarter moon,
there'll be a monsoon in your lagoon. And she just throws a box of Tampax at the nearest kid. Like, yeah, take it, be done with it. I no longer have monsoons in my lagoons.
My lagoon's a quarry now.
My lagoon is that dam that James Bond jumps off of in Goldeneye.
For England, James.
Funny, there was a boy to stick his finger in my dike. Anyway, so it's fucking a monsoon happens and a crocodile appears as well.
Yes. And I was kind of thinking, like, as the rain starts, they're like, what do we do? And the first thing Alan says is like, get to higher ground. Open the door.
You're so right.
You're so right, yeah.
If someone was going to be flooded, you'd think, yeah, let's open somewhere so the water has somewhere to go.
Yeah.
But I guess he's just thinking in jungle terms. When there's a monsoon in the Jumanji, you just get to higher ground.
Yeah, I guess so.
You get to higher ground. Oh, oh. And then fucking Nora and Carl arrive and they try to get into the house.
Bloody Nora.
Bloody Nora. Hello, Vera.
There's a monsoon in her lagoon as well.
Nah, it certainly is.
Yeah. If anything, it is her lagoon. She bought the house.
She did buy the house. With what money? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
No, she met Carl because her car got overtaken by monkeys. So Carl's like, giving her a lift home.
Yeah.
She finds out she's at the parish house and he's like, something's gone on.
And then Carl's car gets taken by foliage.
Yeah. So how do they get there?
They walk. They walk.
Yeah. And then they kick the door in and it just busts open and loads of gush comes out.
It busts a nut and then it gushes down the street.
Yeah. That sounds a bit like their theme tune to Arthur.
You bust a nut when you're walking down the street.
And everyone you meet is covered in water. And I say, hey, what's a scary kind of game? When you risk all kinds of pain, because you summon in the jungle. And then there is a lion at your feet, a mosquito around the corner, killing everyone you meet. And then there are the monkeys who fucking up the kitchen. Anyway, so fucking Nora and Carl dispose of for a little while. And
yeah, they float off down the street.
Yeah, float off down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
And then everyone else kind of runs to the top of the house to try and finish off the game. And then it's like, okay, so like a load of things happen at once. Alan rolls, ends up getting caught in quicksand in the attic.
Yeah, and then they're all like, oh no, what do we do? And they just keep giving him, what do they give him first? They give him something and then they give him a trombone and he's like, stop giving me things that come apart.
Yeah. And then Peter rolls and fuck off spiders come.
Yeah, Judy rolls first and her thing is go back a turn, which is convenient. Hardens.
So Alan's stuck in the floor, Sarah's stuck on top of him.
Yeah. A compromising situation.
Yeah, he's like, maybe if we kiss, the game will go away.
I don't think that's how it works out. No, just you should try it anyway.
Yeah, lick my eyeballs. Lick my eyeballs back and forth. And that'll take us back to 1964. That's what it says in the middle of the game.
But we started in 1969.
Yeah, but I want to go back more. I want to go back to the year of civil rights.
We got to put a stop to it, sir.
I don't want Carl being my policeman.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable with it. It was one thing when he was the sole man in the shoe factory.
I tried to chain him to his car and it didn't work.
I tried to get him fired back in 1969 with that shoe on the conveyor belt.
My dad was just too damn progressive. No, so then they roll again and then an earthquake happens.
Judy's been shot in the neck. A plant has busted a nut all over her.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I thought the purple ones were friendly.
That's no, Prince, nothing obviously. To come out of this game's been friendly so far, Judy.
No, what about that taxi driver that came out of the game? Peter, you said he molested you before you shot him. Oh, yeah. Well, he was nice before he molested me.
That's how I let him molest me.
Yeah, he offered me candy.
Made me real sleepy.
Anyway, let's roll. And so they roll again, and then it's like something, something, the ground will quake, something, something, shake, shaky Jake. And then the house begins to split apart from an earthquake.
Yes, and Alan falls through the floor and does some classic Tarzan vine swinging.
Yeah, I quite liked that because it was so like, I just did. Yeah. But he swings into the library and then he goes and he grabs the game and then he's going to roll and then Van Pelt appears.
Not so fast, Sonny Jim.
Yeah, and then he's like, fuck. He's like, drop whatever you're holding. But he's like, no. He's like, what'd you say, boy? And he's like, no, I'm not scared of you anymore.
But also I will drop what I'm holding because it's the dice and it's my turn.
Yes. So he does. And then one of the dice falls down like the crack in the floor and he's like, fuck. And then Van Pelt's like, any last words? But then the dice lands on the right number and his piece rolls onto the green bit. And Van Pelt's like, any last words, Sonny Jim? And he's like, Jumanji. He's like, what'd you say?
What'd you call me?
Anyway, he's like, no, Jumanji. He's like, huh? And then he's like, pew! He fires the gun. And then Sarah fucking runs in and goes, oh, no! She jumps in front of him. And then the bullet stops and starts getting, like, whispered away.
Sucked back into the game.
Yeah, and then everything starts getting sucked into the game. And I was like, that's so cool.
And yeah, like even though the gun didn't come from the game, but it's fine. It doesn't matter. We just overlook that.
I feel like maybe because it was he, like Van Pelt touched it, it become his.
Yeah, thing, that. Yeah, so. That's kind of what made me think that as well. Which then made me think, what if the like some of the monkeys in the kitchen were still holding knives that they were planning on like throwing at them? Would those knives have disappeared as well?
I reckon probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. But in the actual Jumanji, in the jungle, Van Pelt always had a gun. So maybe just because that's an integral part non-playable character, that any gun that he would have would be, then become part
be,
of
be like, taken canon. With him. Yeah, yeah.
So everything gets sucked back into the game. All the horses, not horses.
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Get sucked back into game together again.
Yes.
But yeah, all the animals and shit get sucked back in and Sarah and Peter are hugging each other. And then when they release each other from their hug, they're back in fucking 1964/9 and it's their kids again.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa.
Oh my God.
And then Alan's like, Judy, Peter. And Sarah's like, Alan, they've not been born yet. It's 1964/9. Like,
yeah.
And then he's like, oh. And then his dad comes back.
Yeah, and he's like, forgot my speech notes.
I cried at this bit. I thought it was a really, like, touching
moment. It's a tender moment.
Yeah. It's like, Dad, I'm so sorry, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry for shouting you, son. You don't have to go to Radcliffe High School or Cliff Richard High School or Cliffside High School if you don't want to. And then he's like, how about we talk about it tomorrow, man to man? And then Anne's like, what about father to son? And he's like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, all right.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, by the way, it was me you put the shoe on the conveyor belt today, not Soul Man. And he's like, thank you for telling me, son.
Yeah.
And he goes, and then him and Sarah fucking take Jumanji out, weight it down and throw it into the river, then they have a snog.
Yeah, they do. And then they cut forward 26 years again.
Is it 26 years? Because there's nothing, I mean, I assumed it was, but nothing comes up to say that. So I was like, I wonder if it's like not quite... Because
their parents aren't dead yet.
Yeah, so it might have been like 25 years, like the Christmas before their parents
Yeah, I
died.
Think it would have been, yeah, because when we first meet them, it's like their parents died last season
so
or whatever.
So we meet their parents who are coming to work for the Paris Shoe Company.
Yeah.
And then Sarah and Alan are like, oh, come on, we're going to meet the kids. Oh my God, they're going to be here. And then Judy and Peter arrive and they're like, oh my God.
Oh my god.
He just says, we remembered you. And my dad's like, what?
Yeah. What you been doing to my kids?
Sarah's like, sometimes I just, you know, climb up the tree when they're having a bath and just take photographs outside the window.
They don't know. It doesn't hurt them.
No, we don't do anything weird. We just frame them and pretend like it's part of our family.
Look, they're all over the living room.
Yeah. We say these are our kids, Judy and Peter. We know so much about them, you see. And then the mom's like, you get out of here. And she's, and then Sarah's like, if you're going to cause trouble, you're not going to make it out of here alive tonight.
We'll send you on that trip to Canada.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get in a big car. You won't know this yet, but cars going high speed through tunnels in France usually don't make it out in a good way. But don't worry, it'll be all over the news in 1997. Princess. But yeah, they say, so how soon can you start on the advertising work? And Vinny's like, well, you know, me and the wife are thinking of going on a skiing trip to Canada. And then Sarah and Anna are like, no! And then everyone goes quiet and they're like,
sorry, we just hate Canadians.
Yes! I just wish they would all get out of here. Yeah.
Just leave us that maple syrup and go.
And he's like, yes, well, sure, I can start on those advertising things as, like, next week. We can go on holiday another time. He's like, great, great, great. And then they give presents to their kids. And I'm like, I wonder what those presents were. I feel like they just had, like, random presents to give to, like, the guests to the party. I'm like, that's...
Yeah.
They would have to be very generic things for them to please people, you know?
Yeah. I guess he's Santa, isn't he, with his big Santa sack?
Yeah. Probably gave Sarah her first My Baby All Gone. Gave Peter an axe.
The fuck is Sarah? Oh, wait, her wife.
Sorry, I meant Judy.
Dench.
Let me do... Yeah, I guess he just gives Judy Dench My Baby All Gone. And she's like, what's this? It's like, well, you feed it cherries and it eats it. She's like, well, babies eat cherries?
No, it just snaps back up into the spoon, really, but it looks like she's eating them.
No, look, she's eating. I can see her eating them. What, if she drinks the milk bottle too? Is this how you take care of a baby? I always wondered. I had one once, and no one told me what to do. So I just left it in the crib and went and did a play. And when I came back, it wasn't... Well, it was there, but barely.
It looked like... Have you seen Harry Potter? The last film when they're in the King's Cross Station bit.
Yeah, it looked like this awful abortion. And at one point, it started crawling on the ceiling.
And his head spinning around 360 degrees.
Anyway, and then that's kind of it. And then we cut to in France somewhere on a beach. The game of Jumanji has washed up on a beach and he's drumming. And the French girl was like, qu'est-ce que c'est, drumming? And yeah.
Fade to black.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
Film's over. Go home.
Please. Yeah. I really liked this film. I really did.
Yeah, me too. It was a great film.
And I really urge anyone who hasn't seen the second one, Welcome to the Jungle, to watch it. Because it's the kind of film you think it's going to be shit, like barely a 3-star film. And I would seriously give it 5 stars. It's great. It's great. So yeah, watch it. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I can't possibly comment on that because I have not seen it.
No, but I will ensure that Tom watches it because I think he'll really like it.
Okay.
Anyway, fucking hell. I've got nothing else to say and neither has Tom. So we're going to say good day. Well, I've been Gifton.
I've been Tom.
And Jumanji has been Jumanji.
What'd you call me?